What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we're going to take a phone call from Jeremy in Kentucky. Hello, Jeremy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mark. Thanks for taking my call. I'm out in the middle of the sticks. Hopefully, I have good reception. But you mentioned the pets and nuclear weapons, and them being our supposed ally. We also have another little ally in the Middle East, and that's Israel. But the truth is, you know, both of these countries have attacked us. We all know the USS Liberty, the Jonathan Pollard spy case, and the Levant affair, and then our own government, our own Congress, admits that Saudi Arabia financed 9/11. Now, that's all they admit to, but that's enough. So, you know, with allies like that, who needs enemies? But I just wanted to point out that hypocrisy, you know, that I guess it's because we're all tied to the petrodollar. But, you know, and everybody's beating the drum with a war with Iran. Sean Hannity always talking about Iran as the greatest terrorist. They've never attacked us. Everybody wanted to oust Syrian government. But, you know, when they tried to do the gas baby false flag, that never was
yes.
proven. But yet, here we have Saudi Arabia committing open genocide to the Yemenis. And yet that's all overlooked. I just, you know, you know this, but I'm sure a lot of the listeners know, but just want to throw out some good talking points there for all these pro-war neocons who disguise it as American patriotism. And I'm really enjoying your show, by the way. I just started listening in the last couple of weeks.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. By the way, former red state, current blue state, and really in agony over that. I know, like, we do the red and blue thing. I've heard a lot of people do that when they call in. Hey, aren't
yes.
we all just red, white, and blue at the end of the day?
That's well put. I like that.
Hey, I enjoy your show, and I help out Patrick Slattery every now and then on National Bugle on Wednesdays. So I really enjoy RBN and the free speech. And everybody go there and donate. Click on the donate button because we got to keep this going, especially with Corona Hoax 2020.
I appreciate that. I really do.
Thanks, Mike, and I'm gonna get off here and get back to work. I'm listening on my earpods, so let all the old guys out there know that I didn't quit working to call in. I'm still working. I just got you on Bluetooth. Y'all have a good day.
Yes, he's still working, and whatever he's paid, it's not enough. All right, well, listen, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open. Apparently, there is a new mutant strain of the coronavirus. It's becoming the virus dominant form. And it's even more contagious than earlier versions. This is coming from Los Alamos National Laboratory. Now, interestingly enough, the normal course for a pathogen's evolution is to more benign, non-lethal forms. Now, maybe this is more contagious, but less damaging. The idea behind any pathogen is they want to reproduce. Well, it's not even a case of wanting. I mean, we're talking about very simple molecules here that are not sentient. But the goal is to reproduce and to move forward with their little self-replicating chemistry. And if they kill the hosts, opportunities for that moving forward stop. And that's why measles, when it first appeared, was extremely deadly. But now it's just a childhood annoyance. So we'll see what's going to happen there with this new mutant strain. And that's always been the problem with any of these pathogens, is they mutate, they change. And I've heard all kinds of different numbers as to how many variations of COVID-19 there are out there. They run from 8 to something like over 30. So Cuomo is out there pleading for a debate on reopening America as the coronavirus model doubles deaths. That's another big problem that we have here. Everybody's going from the models. They're not actually out there counting people who are sick, who are dying. They're running these models and then treating the results of the models as reality. And maybe that's the reason why the CDC had to recently revise downward the number of deaths at their website, as they revised the model. Cuomo's out there saying, how much is a human life worth? And we're back to this debate between human lives and dollar signs. So, anyway. All right, so let's talk about the so-called plandemic. At this point, it's pretty obvious that the COVID-19 crisis has been overhyped. And everybody was using it for their particular agenda. Corporate media was using it to build audience. They were sensationalizing it. And to be very, very honest, without wanting to trivialize those who got sick and those who died, I think we're seeing a huge, huge overreaction. You know, the shelter in place, the face masks, the 6-foot separation. It's really hard to tell. And complicating it is the fact that we don't have sources of information that we consider to be reliable. In fact, somebody wrote in an email saying, conspiracy theorists are merely those people who refuse to believe proven liars. I think is a really good definition of the term here. My wife and I were down at our bank earlier today. They're still going only through the ATMs and the drive-up teller window. And we said, when are you going to open the lobby? We said, oh, well, we got to get all the plastic in and we've got to get the shields up. And so our society has changed from this, and I'm not sure it's for the better. If anything, we're going to see a greater sense of personal isolation, and that's not healthy. Definitely not healthy at all. Okay, getting on back to the issue of all these wars that we're talking about, and, you know, Jeremy was talking about. First of all, nobody's ever proven that Saudi Arabia had anything to do with 9/11. It was just a convenient person to blame here. As far as Israel's nuclear arsenal is concerned, officially to the U.S. government, it may or may not exist. That's the position that the United States and Israel take, is maybe we do, maybe we don't, but don't mess with us. But we know that Israel is a nuclear-armed state. They refused to sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. They refused to allow inspections ever since the one that they allowed at Dimona, where they basically blocked off the nuclear weapons lab with a fake wall. So as far as Saudi Arabia, they want to share nuclear power with the United States. And I think we all ought to be concerned, because right now the United States is pushing for what they call the low-yield tactical nuclear weapons, such as sub-launched. And I'm in agreement with the Russian authorities that having the availability of these low-yield nuclear weapons makes the possibility of a nuclear exchange more likely. You know, it's the idea is, well, this isn't one of the big city busters here. It's just a little tiny nuclear, you know, pop gun. So we'll go ahead and use it. So you have these limited nuclear exchanges with these small nuclear weapons. And then when you run out of the small nuclear weapons, well, you tend to reach for the bigger bang. So I don't know about you, but right now I'm very concerned about how, in the midst of the economic decline, this new depression, in the midst of the pandemic, that we see so many people inside our government who are still out there saying, we've got to have a war with China. We've got to make China pay. We've got to have war with Iran. We've got to make Iran pay. We've got to have war with Russia. We've got to make Russia pay. Pay for what? For being China? For being Iran? For being Russia? Those aren't crimes. Those are other countries with their own rules, their own laws, and their own belief structures. And we should be leaving them alone. And all you need to do is take a look around at who is operating in whose backyard to know who the aggressor is. The United States is the aggressor. They've gone into Afghanistan. They've gone into Syria. They've gone into Iraq. We know who the aggressors are. Look in the mirror. All right, we're going to take a phone call from Joe in Houston. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I just heard that guy from, I think, Kentucky just calling about Israel's attack on the Liberty and Pollard and all that, and also the Saudis' attack on 9/11. And I think those both were acts of war, and it's too bad we didn't punish them in some way or another. I don't say we have to nuke them or actually... we give them enough money and military protection that we don't have to actually go to war to overthrow the people that were responsible. And I feel the same way about China. We should put pressure on them and force the people responsible. Now, The real issue, though, with Israel's attack on the Liberty and also the Saudis' attack on 9/11 is the people in the United States government, the treasonous bastards, we ought to call them, that were also involved in it. And those are the people that really need to be rooted out. I call them the neocon deep state Zionist treasonous bastards, to make it short. I'm sure there's an acronym there, but and I think that there might be some of that also going on here with China and the bioweapon that was released. I think that there's a deep state involvement in that with possibly Bill Gates, possibly enemies of Trump. And so when I say that I think that what China did was an act of war, I think it was, as was the attack on the Liberty, as was the attack on 9/11. And they were both, all three of these attacks, it appears to me, were given aid and comfort by Americans. I mean, President Johnson knew about the attack on the Liberty, helped orchestrate it. President Bush and Dick Cheney knew about the attacks on 9/11. I don't think Trump knew about this bioweapon with the Chinese, but I think there are parts of this deep state government that despises Trump, you know, the same ones that were starting to find out, like what they did to General Flynn and such, the CIA, the rogue elements of the CIA and the intelligence community. I think they had some, they might have had a lot of involvement in this because, as you've pointed out recently, and others have, that this was a finance, a weapons research. You know, we were funding them. I mean, I think Dr. Fauci is in this up to his eyeballs. And I think that, once again, these are acts of war against this country. And what, and the person, the people I really do, and, you know, people have called in about me yesterday and saying, what does he think? You know, we bombed Afghanistan. I was against the attacks in Afghanistan. I think people and our country should send the people responsible for doing these acts of war and these acts of terrorism against that. I think we should send George Bush over to Afghanistan and Iraq so he can stand trial. I'm not defending it, but the people dying of this coronavirus are innocent of that. And I think they deserve some kind of restitution. And, you know, so I'm not going to look the other way. I think I heard a lot of callers call in about what I said about the Chinese, and I just think that they're a little off base. It seems like because of are some of the things this country's done in the past, which I don't support, that we, like, deserved it, you know? That because of what we did in Afghanistan, we deserve a bioweapon attack by the Chinese. And then there's one caller from New Jersey who basically says, we got to watch out for the Chinese because they're so big and strong. Well, so we're going to just take a bioweapon attack and just roll with it? Say,
yeah,
okay.
Joe? Yeah. The problem is you're approaching this as if this was a deliberate act on China's part. And right now, all of the intelligence agencies are concurring with my initial assessment was that it was a lab accident. Somebody dropped a test tube. Now, that's not a deliberate bioweapon attack. And this COVID-19, if it's supposed to be a bioweapon, it's a really lousy one because it's not killing all that many people. Most of the people who get the COVID-19 don't even get symptoms. How is this a biological weapon?
Well, I didn't say, look, first of all, what I have said repeatedly is it needs investigation. And if it turns out to be a bioweapon attack, that's what I've been saying.
Yeah, but,
so you're right.
Yeah,
I mean,
but you're asking
as of
if
now,
this investigation is over and it's already concluded.
I've been playing kind of a game of testing theories and talking about what we should do if it is a bioweapon. That's my point, is that if it was a bioweapon, what do we do? I'll ask you that, and I'd like, you know, when these callers come in to criticize me, why don't you ask them too? Like, okay, now what if it was a bioweapon? What should we do? Should we just forget about it because what we did in Iraq? You know, do we just forget about it because China supplies Walmart?
Direction.
I mean...
But, Joe, let's go the other direction. What do we do if we find out it was simply a laboratory accident?
Well, then I think we should still try to get some form of restitution from the Chinese for not locking it down and allow. It's like them. It's like Indians when we used to give them blankets with smallpox. I mean, letting all those people fly out. I think they should just open up the Chinese to lawsuits. Let's put it that way. Then it would be a matter of any victim should have the ability to take the Chinese government to court for negligence.
And that's a financial price they'll have to pay. And I think that's fitting for if it was just a negligence on their part, then it should be kind of settled in the courts. But if it was a tactical release of a bioweapon, or it was more along the lines of, you know, like what we did with the Indians, sending them, you know, blankets that were infected with diseases, I think that's an act of war, and it has to be responded to. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be responded to with nuclear bombs or anything, but it can be quarantines or other things, other aspects of it. But I'm looking at it like, in my view, the Chinese are culpable in this. But at the same time, I do also want thorough investigations into any Americans that were involved in this bioweapon. That's another thing I've said all along, that I want to see the people responsible for shipping this virus to China or funding this virus in China. I want to see them strung up. Absolutely. But to say that this country, you know, some of your callers seem to think because of what we did in Iraq or because of some of the rotten things this country has done that I've been against, that, you know, innocent old people in nursing homes deserve this or shouldn't be entitled to some kind of retribution. I think that's wrong. And that's kind of what I wanted to say today.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for the phone call.
And I read your war prayer.
Well, it's Mark Twain's war prayer.
Very interesting.
Yes, it is.
No, but I mean, you recommended it. It wasn't very stirring. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I agree with Joe. Whoever and wherever this came from, and nothing is certain. We're being lied to by everybody. But there should be an investigation, whether it was accidental or purposeful. Whoever it was, be it American or Chinese or Israeli or Canadian or whoever, they should be run down, and this should never happen again. And we should never be in the position of allowing these people to drop a test tube and get something on your shoe and, you know, shutting down half the world, or worse, do it intentionally. But Mike, to add on to some of the things that Joe said and add to some of the things your previous caller said, there's the Roger Stone thing, that there were some papers that were made available and that the Israelis were helping Trump out in 2016. It's absolutely, they come right out and say, you know, you need our help to get elected. And, you know, that's what they're saying in the documents. And of course, nobody's talking about it after 4 years of Russiagate. Nobody's talking about this, and of course, that goes on all the time. They own our government. And speaking of that, the nuclear weapons that they say, well, maybe we do and maybe we don't. Well, you know what? Here's something they did do. They stole weapons-grade uranium from Numec in Pennsylvania. They stole enough to make, you know, and if anybody else had done that, they would be a parking lot paved in glass. And they've done that. They interfere in our elections and our electoral process. Listen, look who we've been arrayed against: Iran. We've been arrayed against Libya, Syria. They don't like the Ukraine and Russia. We've been arrayed against them. They can't control China. They're bankers that control everything, including the media, which is just a spokesperson for the banks. But their bankers can't control China. They know they don't have a fifth column, that they can do what they've done here and in England, and that when the dollar goes down against the yuan, they can't recover. That'll be it. They know they can't out-manufacture them. So they're losing total control. Not only is it the American empire.
Peter, I'm going to put you on hold. I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Was swept away. Did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Peter in Los Angeles. And Peter, if you would pick up where I interrupted you.
Well, it's not only the demise and the end of the American empire, but it's the end also of the Zionist controllers that control our empire, the bankers, because with the loss of the dollar hegemony, with the loss of the petrodollar, the reserve currency, and our manufacturing primacy, our military primacy, the neocons who are running our foreign policy, the Zionist expression that have been running our foreign policy since the 80s, anyways, and the bankers, we're already tacitly at war, Mike. Joe was saying there's different gradations of war. There are sanctions. Well, we're sanctioning everything we can on China now. If we did any more, we'd cripple our own economy because we still need them for a lot. They manufacture 85% of everything. But we're opposing them everything. We're doing, you know, all these provocative naval maneuvers and sanctioning them and all the covert war that's going on that we don't know about. So we're already at war, and we've already been directed in that war because there's no real reason for it by the same people who've been directing us against Iran and Iraq and Syria and Lebanon and Yemen and everywhere else. They are desperate, Mike, because they're losing it too. Once we go down, they do not have a fifth column like they do in Western Europe. The Han Chinese, there aren't any Jewish Han Chinese that I know about. They can't take control of the political system and buy the corrupt people there. It won't work. So they're hurting that way. And so their desperation is grafted onto our own. And it's a really dangerous situation.
Yes, so, it is. I agree.
You know, anyways, that's all I had to say, Mike. And Marlon Dawson is back on. I saw this morning.
Oh, good.
You can get
on
the AMC report. So he recovered somehow. I'm glad of that. But let me point out one more thing. And you're not even allowed to talk about this in 28 states because they have so much power. You know, you can criticize bankers, but you can't criticize Jewish bankers. You can't criticize anything that would absolutely, you know, cast a shadow on them at all. In 28 states, they have that much power that our own state legislatures and federal legislatures are voting against our own First Amendment and Bill of Rights in order to protect this fifth column. That's how much they're in control of us. More to come, too. But that's it for me, Mike. Thank you.
All right, thanks for the phone call, Peter. We're going to switch over to Bobby in Florida. Hello, Bobby. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah, I totally agree with Peter. There's a nice little video out there. I think you're even in this video. It's called Dancing Israelis. I'm not sure if any of your callers know about that. But that shows you pretty much all that in a nutshell. Very good video, and I'm surprised it's still there. Can you hear me?
Well, yeah, I can hear you. You're on the air. The Dancing Israelis, of course, is one of the indicators that 9/11 involved more than Saudi Arabia and the U.S. government because of the way these Israelis were witnessed celebrating as the World Trade Towers came crashing down.
Exactly. I saw that video 6 years ago. It totally changed my whole life. I'm no longer a Christian. I'm sorry. I just don't believe in any kind of Semitic book, a death cult. I don't care. It really was a powerful video. And the video that you made, the All Wars Are Banker Wars, I'd say those two videos were so powerful. And to try to share them with people, it's, you know, people just don't open up. I mean, I could show my neighbors a building, a building seven falling, and they say, oh, that's from the vibration of the, you know, it's just people, the cognitive dissonance thing is really... And kids, you know, kids, young kids, you can ask them, you know what a Zionist is? No, what's that? You have to educate them. They don't even know. It's hard to get through to people. I actually believe that the right wing, the Republican Party is controlled by the Zionists. The Democratic Party is controlled by the Bolsheviks. It's the same two groups that went into Russia 100 years ago. I have not much more to say. I mean, they control our government to that extent, and we can't even see through it. I see through it. And I see right through it. I mean, the history's there. You just follow the money. I tell everybody, follow the money. So, and yeah, I'm living here in Florida, and I'm still seeing people with masks everywhere. I'm starting to worry. You know, I see a young girl today. She was like 18 working at a little dollar store. I said, why are you wearing that? Are you still wearing that? Oh, yeah, I still wear it. Do you have to? No, I just wear it. I go, the odds of you getting it. I'm a little worried about this. People are still, I like to see people taking these masks off because the longer they keep them on, I think the longer they're going to push this stuff on it. That's all I got to say,
yeah.
Mike.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call here. We're coming up on another commercial break. We've got more callers waiting on the line. So I'm not going to go to a phone call just now because we are mere seconds away from our bump music. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited-time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748.
8- What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Welcome back to our show now. We're going to go back to the phones here to Patrick in the United Kingdom. Hello, Patrick. What's on your mind today?
Yes, hello, Mike. Hi again. Hope you and Claire are doing well now in Indiana, in the, I don't know what they call that, the Midwest, or the or the beginning of the Midwest, or the Gateway State.
Yeah.
Just want to talk to you about the Federal Reserve. Interesting, because I listened to a number of the alternative stuff, and Dave over at the X-22 report, he's adamant that Donald Trump, now with all the tweeting and all the instructions and orders, he's actually managed to, in effect, nationalize the Federal Reserve. He argues that the Jerome Powell now reports to the Treasury Secretary, and the Treasury Secretary obviously reports to him. So he's been ordering the Federal Reserve to keep on reducing the rate. So in effect, we know the Constitution is gold and silver, but in effect, if he's got control of the Federal Reserve now, that's the first time any American president has done that since Woodrow Wilson. And he can, in effect, order the Federal Reserve to create the money he needs in order to improve all the infrastructure and stuff, which is now I've heard what he actually wants to do now. He can actually order them to print it or create it electronically, and then, as you've said, spend the money, debt-free, into circulation, and so that the money then can be used, circulate through the economy, so on and so forth, and rebuild much of the infrastructure. The stimulus that apparently he's done recently to the families, although not much, apparently, that isn't that debt-free. So hasn't he actually achieved quite a good thing? He's actually got control of the Federal Reserve, and I just wonder if you thought that as well, you know?
If it's actually happened, I think it's a very good thing. But then we had that story earlier in the day where the Treasury is borrowing $3 trillion from the Federal Reserve, presumably at interest. So I'd certainly like to see the Federal Reserve nationalized. I'd like to see them try and run like a regular bank rather than this legalized counterfeiting operation that they're that they've been running for, you know, over 100 years now. So I keep hearing that Trump has nationalized the Federal Reserve. I'm waiting to see more indications of significant structural changes to the way our economy is handled.
When you hear of the media saying Trump the Republicans are borrowing three, isn't that really just the way of putting out the fact that they're not really paying interest in it and borrowing? I mean, interest rates are zero anyway. The government, and this is the beauty of it, even if there was interest, it would be debt. It would be in effect debt three, or even they're talking about negative interest rates if you take into account inflation and stuff like that. So now Donald Trump, he knows the system is fake. Isn't he grooming Judy Shelton to take the role of Jerome Powell eventually? And she's an advocate for the gold standard, apparently. So all this is cutting off all the banking families, and it's actually a good thing, although we might not be able to see it straight away now.
Well, boy, that's a hard one. I think that... First of all, I'm not sure that the interest paid by the U.S. government is effectively zero. There's a claim that the interest paid by the U.S. government to the Federal Reserve is paid back. But again, somehow or other, the Federal Reserve and its owners get richer and richer all the time. And they certainly have managed to continue to hold off any kind of an audit.
It's a bit like at the moment, the government is footing the bill over here on what they call furlough workers. But, are they borrowing the money? Because our Bank of England is meant to have been nationalised. And we had, what 100 years ago, what was known as the Bradbury Pound, where the Treasury Secretary actually signed all the banknotes himself and issued a debt three. But back then, the Bank of England was private. But now it was meant to have been nationalised in 1940. So, in effect, we really are borrowing debt-free. We're really the Bank of England actually creating the money and then spending it into existence. And if that's true, that's a good thing. Well, anyway, Mike, that's all I've got to say. It's just really a query, and I suppose we just have to wait and see what pans out, in the future.
Okay. Well, thank you for the phone call.
Have a good evening. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Same to you, and we're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Nothing's for free in Waterworld, There's nothing for free. How do they borrow money from the Federal Reserve for free? If they borrow money from... Federal Reserve is a private entity. They're not getting...
Yes.
Nothing's for free. There's always, there's always like that line in the written agreement, I mean, I don't buy that. I mean, I listened to the X-22 report for a long time, and USA Watchdog, and you know what killed me about the USA Watchdog, Mike, with Greg Hunter? When he went up against Catherine Austin Fitz when she mentioned Israel, he freaked out, remember? I don't know if you ever saw that. He went crazy. Like, don't mention Israel, because the Palestinians were getting a raw deal. So I don't listen to any of these guys, but nothing's for free in the world, okay? I mean, there's always a price to pay. I don't believe that, and we have a lot of debt in the country, and that's not including the unfunded liabilities. Us in Britain are in trouble. Hey, guy, the UK, you're in trouble, man. The cases are crazy over there with the deaths. Holy crap, Mike! I looked at the numbers. What's going on in the UK? Holy smoke, man! It's like worse than Italy. Like, what happened? Do they have, the bad strain, And Florida, the same thing. Mike, they've been open for what, about a week?
Yes.
About 25, 50, 75 deaths yesterday, right? It's going up. Why? Because they unlocked the country. And, Mike, I know you know about the Spanish... I don't know if you know a lot about the Spanish influenza. You do a lot of research. You're smart. You ever heard of the Anti-Mask League?
Yes, I remember that. That was a big problem back there in 1918.
Kind of reminiscent about what's going on now. Like, the people come out, they don't want to wear a mask, right? They're, well, it's, you know, it's my right not to wear a mask, man. You know, like, I have my rights not to wear a mask, like that guy who goes to call in Florida. Why is that girl still wearing a mask? Maybe she's the smart one, man. Like, you know, it's...
Did you see the picture of the girl who had a mask with a hole cut in it to make breathing easier?
That's, no, where was that? Holy smokes. that's,
seriously.
You know, that's crazy. You know, Mike, yesterday it was kind of warm out in New Jersey. I wore my gas mask, my SG-150. I got a gas mask with the, you know, the CBRN filter on it. And actually, it was cooler than wearing an N100 fabric mask. I guess because it's not touching my face completely. It was actually a cooler wearing a full face gas mask than just that fabric N100. You know, like, because they get warm in it. I took my gloves off. I went to Lowe's. I took my gloves off when I got in my car. My hands were just soaking wet.
Yes.
That's crazy, right? I mean, imagine what the healthcare workers are going through in the hospitals. Holy crap. I mean, then they got to change them multiple times, I believe, right?
Well, they do multiple changes, but by the end of the shift, I mean, I've seen in the photos where they literally have ridges, you know, pressed into their skin from the masks they're wearing.
And like I said, Mike, you and your wife, make sure Claire wears her mask properly, because I know you said she sometimes wears it under the nose, because I've seen that. That's not going to work. You got to have your wife, because this ain't over, Mike. You know that, right? Like, I know they keep saying the second wave, but the second wave is the people who just are being locked. They're not wearing masks because they just don't want to bother with it. I mean, you know, you've seen the pictures in on the beaches, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at the Spanish flu thing. I think we're headed the same way, where it's basically, it's a repeat. Well, what history don't repeat, it just rhymes. You know,
yes.
And I want people to just look at the Spanish flu with the anti-mask league and what happened with the... And there was actually, I didn't know this, but, you know, in the Spanish flu, there was actually parts of the country that were locked down. The whole country wasn't open. I think it was San Francisco that was locked down, right? And maybe some other areas of the country. It wasn't all a total blanket lockdown, you know, but like Sweden, some people call in about herd immunity. Sweden didn't have full herd immunity. They actually had a social distancing, asking people to, and in Sweden, you know, it's basically voluntary, but I guess people are more inclined to go with what the government tells them, right, over in Sweden. It wasn't like a full blanket, but Sweden's in trouble too, because, you know, I think the guy, I forgot his name, but he said basically what happened in Sweden not being a full lockdown, but doing slight herd immunity, is probably what's going to happen in the West, where basically the numbers are going to even out between the countries that didn't lock down and the countries. Did you hear anything about like that?
Well, again, we're looking at countries like Sweden, which didn't really do a lockdown, and their numbers compared to Great Britain. You know, there's obviously other factors at work there. And again, the governments can't actually compel you to wear a mask, but I think people are just on the precautionary principle. They're saying that this may be nothing, but it could be something. Therefore, I'm going to err on the side of caution.
Mike, isn't that an old saying we had? You know, better be safe than sorry, right?
Yes.
Have a good night.
All right, thank you. We're going to switch over to Lenny in California. Hello, Lenny. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you for having me back on your show, Mr. Rivera. I want to speak to your comment you made earlier in your show about the Democrats, you know, bringing more attention to themselves by not wanting to get rid of Joe Biden for the obvious. And to me, this has been the plan all along. The Democrats, in a way, treat each other. If you ever watch the Star Wars movie, They treat each other the way the Sith Lords treat each other. You only get so far up before you get your hand whacked off, all right, with a lightsaber.
Okay.
But in the sense that what I'm talking about is that this has been a plan all along. They led Joe Biden to this point. He was never the top candidate. If you notice, at some point, everybody flipped at the same time, flipped against, what's his name, Bernie Sanders. They never gave Elizabeth Warren or your girl from Hawaii a chance. Never even gave them a look, okay? And got rid of anybody who could have been a formidable opponent. I'm not Republican or Democrat, but I'm just saying as far as the way the Democrats work. This was all set up to obfuscate Hillary Clinton from any kind of scrutiny and just hand it to her on a silver platter. And I've been saying to anybody who will listen, when you look into that dark room and you see those pair of red eyes staring out at you from the darkness, that's Hillary Clinton. She's been waiting this long to pounce and to get, and at the same time, they're trying to do the mail-in vote. They're trying to take this election right back from Trump, who won it fairly. Now, I know you want to keep it to one subject, but Peter triggered something. But to finish up with Joe Biden, they know everything about him. They know the guy. They don't call him Pedo Joe for nothing. All right, they know. Every time you turn on TV, you see him, you know, sneaking up behind some woman or little girl, whispering in her ear. Hell, man, he was even caught on tape, you know, kissing his granddaughter in the mouth. I mean, with his mouth open. Talk about grandpa with benefits, you know. But the thing is, I want to say what Peter triggered something that I've been thinking all along. And what you have here, and let me say this, China, Israel may have opened up a port to you over there for you to do some trading or whatever. But let me say this, Israel is nobody's friend, okay? When the United States filed for reparations, so did Israel. So did other states in America, okay? And Australia did too. But here's the thing. I think Peter stumbled on something where, it's not a stumble in his case, but I've been thinking about it. And what we have here is two banking systems. There's going to be a new world order. They just don't want China running it, because in the West, when you screw the people over, okay, and you take their money, you get even more money, okay, and you screw the people over some more. In China, when a banker screws up, you get a bullet to the back of the head. And they don't want the Chinese bankers coming up and running that kind of system throughout the world, because the Zionist bankers will have, there will be nothing else left for them to do. So that's all I want to say, and thank you for having me.
All right, well, thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Keith Rogers. Hello, Keith. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I got two things for you, Mike. I haven't cut the video yet, but there's a video from the UK over there where one of those top head nurses over there says we haven't infected enough people yet. However, the CARES Act, if you go over to High Impact Vlogs right now, there's a video entitled, I Got This Way Wrong, Guys. Please read the pinned comment. And it's a documented video of how the CARES Act was introduced by Joe Courtney, Democrat of Connecticut there. It was introduced on 1/24 of 2019, over a year and 2 months before this coronavirus BS. And he goes on with all the documentation from all the White House websites, the links to WHO, which they're trying to demonize now, is linked to China. This is the same CIA tactics they always do, you know. But it would behoove Mike there in the control room to download that video then and also put it up on the RBN server there. But anyway.
Actually, they already have.
This here has all been, this plandemic thing, it was done long time ago, just like the financial collapse. We all knew it was coming with QE1, QE2, QE3. Now we got QE4. And it goes on with that Rockefeller document there about the totalitarian rule. And this is just like 9/11 when they rolled out more of the police state and the spying and stuff like that. So to me, it's Title 18 subversion. So in November, if you want to vote your conscience, because you're voting for a one-party system. They're all in on it. You got a break coming up, so.
Yes, I do in about 30 seconds. Anything else?
I would look at the video there because it's all documented right below it. There's all the links to it and everything like that, of all the White House websites, everything.
Well, as Mike in the control room just informed me, they've posted that video at the RBN website, republicbroadcasting.org. Okay, well, okay, Keith, thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. We got
right.
about 15.
My best to you, Mike.
All right, my best back to you. And we got about 10 seconds here till the next ad. I don't want to start a new phone call, but we do have another caller waiting on the line. So we're going to take a break for some commercials, and we'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show, the Red Pill Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
Welcome back to our program here. We're going to go back to the phones to Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi. Thank you. A caller called and said, you know, even the blue states, they got about 40% people in there that think red, you know, more conservatively. And so people need to call all of their reps, including the others, the blue ones, and tell them that what Rep. Jordan said, and that it's not fair that physically responsible states do not, they should not be paying bankrupt states off because of this corona thing. I know people are, since they're home, they're Nancy Pelosi's not able to put all that stuff in. People are reading it, you know, and I bet you they're going to read this new one, too. There's no telling what's in that. You know how she is. You have to pass it to know. That's not fair. That has nothing to do with corona. They were probably bankrupt anyway. See? New York, California.
Yeah.
It's not right.
Well, I remember there were some people out there saying, you know, we're not going to bail out badly managed states, but then most of them are. You know, the money is flowing, and everybody wants their share of it.
Well, I know all that, but the point is, though, that what they want to do is make the country so bad off that they get the Senate also. So that what that means is if the Republican reps don't get on Nancy Pelosi for doing that, then you know, you could lose the whole shebang. Because now, the House spends the money, but the Senate stops them. They waste
All revenue measures are supposed to begin in the House anyway. That's in the Constitution.
That's right.
And that's the Senate gets to say yes or no.
If we lose the Senate, we'll never come out of it. Because they're nuts. All right. I appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, thank you very much there. Okay. We're coming up here to the end of the show. And it looks like the new format's working out. I'm getting a lot of emails saying that they like this whole situation of news in hour one, phone calls in hour two. And so we're going to keep on doing that for a while until something better suggests itself. Getting on back to our current political situation, I think something that really bothers me is the childishness that I'm seeing among so many of our so-called politicians. And I keep asking myself all the time, is this really the best that we can do in terms of a Nancy Pelosi or a Chuck Schumer or an Adam Schiff or a Donald Trump for that matter? And I agree with that other caller. There's going to be a last minute substitution for Joe Biden, who is too far gone and too scandalized to win in November. The big question is, who are they going to try and foist on us instead? And I am concerned that it will, in fact, be Hillary Clinton. And I'm absolutely opposed to that particular human being occupying the White House. So we'll see what happens between now and the convention. But they're definitely out there floating the trial balloons to see if people would go along with a Hillary candidacy. And there was that other suggestion of Hillary as the candidate and Barack Obama as the vice president, which could prompt, theoretically, a constitutional crisis. Okay, so we're getting closer to the end here. And again, looking at all those videos of Biden inappropriately touching girls, how can we even consider this man in the White House? All right, there's the music. Time for us to get on out of here. Please stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Spread the word of RBN. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We need your help to keep doing what we're doing right now. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.